Our scripture reading today is Mark 9:23 and Philippians 4:13. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
And we thank you, Lord. And I again just pray one more time as I'm getting into my sermon. I thank you, God, for the word that you put into my mouth. I ask that you bless those who are hearing it today, God, that it would touch them, encourage them, God, to run on and do what you've called us all to do. And we thank you for it, God. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So I give honor to God this morning for being the head of my life and the lover of my soul. And I give honor to our elders today and the trustees and the board and to you, the congregation. Thank you all for coming out on Sunday and sharing this time that we have together to just praise and uplift God. And today I want to talk from the topic, I believe that I will win. I think of my granddaughter, Cherish, and when I take her to school, not every morning, but most mornings when I take her, I will tell her, you're going to do so great today. I cheer her on. I'm like, you are the best reader. You are the best in math. You're going to excel. You do great when you're in PE. And, you know, we cover, you're a music person. And I cover all of those things to cheer and lift her and let her know that it's going to be a good day. And I know many of you, when you go with your children, I know when my son played basketball, we would do the same thing. You guys are going to win. Before they get out, I'd uplift them. I believe you're going to win. I believe you're going to do it. Well, what I want to talk about today is that we can do that for our children and we do that for our favorite sports teams and so forth. But I want to encourage us to do that for ourselves. Sometimes we have to uplift ourselves. Sometimes we go through trials. We go through tribulations. We go through hardships and we just need an uplifting word. Well, sometimes that word has to come from you. And so I want to say to you, I believe that you will win. I believe you're going to win. Whatever trial, whatever battle you may be going through, I believe you can win. Now, I got this topic from a few years back. I was watching the American soccer team play, and they had never gone as far as I'm not a soccer person, so I don't have soccer language. But I was watching them, and it caught my attention because they were on the news, and they kept saying, I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. They had this chant. And I thought, well, that's really what we have to do for ourselves. When we go out, when I go out to do speeches or when I go out into the community, I have to get myself ready to go out and to be among people and believe that. I believe I'm going to make a difference. I believe I'm going to win. I believe when I get out here, I'm going to say what God called me to do. I'm going to do what he sent me out here to do. I have to kind of push myself on. And that's what I want to encourage you all to do today, is to just know that if you just believe, you're going to win whatever trial, whatever temptation, whatever it is that you're going through or you're facing, you can win it. And I just want to encourage you today to believe. So our first scripture today is Mark 9:23. And it says, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. And he was just encouraging us to just believe that God is with us. We can do anything through him. We can do all things through Christ. You can't give up on God if it doesn't look like it's happening yet. If you have your trust in him that he's going to heal, that he's going to deliver, that he's going to provide, you can't give up on him just because it doesn't look like it's happening just yet. You have to just continue to believe and know, I believe it's going to happen. I believe I'm going to win this situation. I believe it's going to work out for me. You just have to dare to believe it. You can't give up on God. He never gives up on you. Now, belief has to start in what you're thinking. It has to start in how you think. Like I said, I start every day when I take Miss Cherish to school. I start with her so that her day goes better, that you're going to do good today. You're going to be great in math. You're going to do great in reading, so that she begins to believe she can do it. She can do all things. And that's the same with you. When you start your day, when you get up in the morning, you have to start your day. I use this one. Philippians 4:13 is our next scripture. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And it is so true. We're not doing it in our own strength. You're not doing it in your strength. You can't, you know, but in through Christ who gives you strength, when you get up in the morning, I can face this day. I can go and fight what I have to fight if it's at work, or I can go if it's at school, or or, you know, whatever it is that you have to deal with, whatever trial, whatever tribulation, whatever experience you have to experience, you can do it all through Christ. I believe you can win. I believe you can win this situation. And so we have to just kind of, to start our day with that. And I was thinking, I had a few weeks back, I had a few people call me and they were like, we got you. We're with you. We're going to support you and you can do this. We got you. And I started to think about what they were saying. And I was like, they mean well. They mean well. But God has me. I believe through Christ I can do all things. And so I'm, thank you. I believe you mean well, but through Christ I can do all things. And I can, he's the God who gives me strength. I believe I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And all things are possible. And so because he never leaves us and he never forsakes us. And so I just want you to kind of begin to keep that in your spirit as you are dealing with things. We're all dealing with things. We're dealing with sickness. We're dealing with loss, aren't we? We're dealing sometimes with financial issues and we're all dealing with things, but we can win knowing that God is on our side, that God is with us. And it's just how we look at the situation. So I'm hoping that I am encouraging you to begin to look at it and start your day looking at things in a more positive way, believing and speaking to yourself. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. I believe that I can win. I believe that I can do this. And so the next scripture, I wanted to give you some examples of how it starts in the way that you think. Numbers 13, 30 through 31. And it reads, then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are. And so now with a little history and what the point I'm trying to make here, a little history on this, Moses had sent his team out to go and inspect the promised land. Caleb and Joshua went and they had a positive outlook on it. They were like, oh, we can do this. Yeah, it's there. All of these adversities are here, but we can do this. We believe we can win, you know. But the other men were like, no, the people are bigger and they're just stronger than us and we can't do it. But it was that mindset of Caleb and Joshua that said, we can do anything through Christ or through God who gives us strength. We can do this. We can take this land. And they did. But it was a mindset as to, and I want to encourage you when you get up in the morning, when you're going on your day, to think about what you're thinking about. Think about, am I thinking positive? Am I thinking that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength? Or am I thinking I can't do this? I don't have the strength to do it. But it's not in your strength. It's in God's strength. And you can do it. You can win. So I wanted you to think about it as what the kids say, hashtag. Hashtag Team Jesus. I'm on hashtag Team Jesus. And I can do this. I can do all things on Christ. On Christ's team, because he's got my back. He's got me. He's given me strength. And I like to think of it. I know when you say, as the kids say, that usually means you're probably over 50, which I am. So as the kids say, hashtag Team Jesus or hashtag Team Me. I can do this through Christ who gives me strength. I can fight these adversities. I can rise to the occasion. I can meet my challenges because Christ is on my side. Paul tells us, when I am weak, that's when I'm strong. And it's through the power of God. So when we're weak and we feel that we can't, it's through God's power that we can. You can win. I believe that you can win. Now, in 1 Samuel 30 and 6, I wanted to give this example because sometimes when you're fighting these battles or you're going through trials or you're there's tribulations or there's issues that you have to face, sometimes there's opposition that you have to go through from people. There's opposition. They don't agree with you or they're not liking the way you're handling the situation, but you know that Christ is on your side. And that's kind of what happened to David here in 1 Samuel 30 and 6. And it says, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. And that's what we have to do. We have to encourage ourselves when it seems like everyone is coming against us. In this story, the Amalekites had come in and had kind of taken over their city, and they kidnapped all of the children, the women, even the sons. They kidnapped all of them. And those who were left were very distressed about it. And they wanted to get David. David was in charge. They wanted to take him out. But who's the person who's leading them? You can't take out your leader. But sometimes when you're a leader, that's what happens. Opposition comes towards you. And so David had to encourage himself. He had to say, I know I can do this through God. I can make it through this battle. I can fight this challenge. I can make it. Although all of my people are against me. And sometimes we as people, our family comes against us. Sometimes those we work with come against us, especially when you're in leadership. But you have to know that when you get up, I know I can do it. I believe that I can win. I believe that I can take this challenge. I believe that through Christ, I can do all things. And that's what I'm encouraging you today, to just begin to start to feel that, to start to embrace that I can do this. I can beat this challenge. I can make this challenge. So tell your neighbor, I want to get you involved in it. Look to your neighbor or the person sitting next to you and just tell them, I believe that I can win. I believe that I will win. Yeah. The more you say it, you know, there is power. The power of life and death is in the tongue. And the more we speak these things, we bring those things to pass. And so when you tell them, I believe I can win, you know what you're going through. And it may be bringing you down, but when you tell them, you're just giving life to it, saying, I can win. I believe I can win. So sometimes you might have to call your friend up and just tell them, you know what? I'm going to beat this thing. You know what? I've got this challenge. I'm going to make it. Just to speak it out and give it power. Let God's word get to working for you. Amen. All right. Now, with that, speaking on that, I have a story. I always do. But when I was in school, working towards my doctoral degree, it just took me a long time. It took a long time. There were a lot of things and obstacles and things that I had to go through. But I was at the oncologist. I was at the oncologist's office, and he did my checkup, and I was probably maybe a year or two out after cancer. And when I got ready to leave, he looked at me and he said, okay, Dr. Sanford, I will see you next time. I'll see you at your next meeting. And it just gave me so much strength and courage to keep fighting. I was nowhere near actually being Dr. Sanford at that point. I still had a lot of things to do to get through it. But boy, it built up my courage to have him speak that into my life. Sometimes we have to, as I was just saying, we have to speak things into existence. The word says that he gives us the power to call those things that be not as though they are, or to speak those things. And sure enough, it took a while, and I had a lot of people who did that for me while I was going through that journey. And every time someone would say it, it was bringing me closer and closer to actually receiving and walking in that title, in that job. So I want to encourage you that the more you speak those things that be not as though they are, the more you speak it into existence, I'm going to win. I believe I'm going to win. I know I'm going to win. That was one of the things I did a lot when I was in school, because it was a hard journey for me. But that was my journey, is that I had my own mantras. And one was, I believe, or mine was, I know I can. I know I will. I know I can. I know I will. No matter what it was, when I would open up my book, the first thing I would say is, I know I can. I know I will. I had to begin to just speak those mantras into my life to bring things up to pass, to bring it to fruition. And so I want to encourage you that when it feels like you're not going to make it, when it feels like God has left you, know that he has not, that he has a good plan for you, and that you just have to continue to keep that positive thought that I believe that I'm going to win this. I believe that cancer does not have me. It won't win. I believe that whatever illness that you're going through, it doesn't have me. I have it. God is on my side. I'm going to win. I believe that I will win. So I just want to encourage you to do that today. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So no, that's why you're going to win. He's going to complete what he started in you. Whatever God has started in you, whatever journey you're on, you're going to complete it. Keep that in mind, knowing you be confident of that. that God is not going to let you down. He's not going to fail you. He's going to let you win. Amen. I believe that you will win. I believe whatever challenge you're going through, you're going to win. And you can bank on that fact. And so I think there was another story I wanted to share. There was a someone here at the church, actually. She came up to me probably my second or third week, I guess, that I was here. And she shared, she said, you know what? I've been wanting to get on the interstate again. I haven't driven on the interstate in a long time. She said, and it was some sermon. I don't recall what the sermon was, but thank God for it. She said, I kept saying that over and over to myself. You can do this. You can do this. She was saying, I believe I can win. I believe I can conquer this fear that I've come. Because, you know, driving on the interstate, if you haven't done it for a while, can be a little scary. If you have, especially now, all of the highways have changed. And, you know, it can be a little daunting. But she did it. And I just thought, well, that was so cool. And when the Spirit brought that story back to me this morning, I wanted to share it because it really blessed me to hear her say it. She was, I believe I can do it. I believe I can do it. And she did it. She actually got on the highway and she drove and wherever she was going, but she was able to conquer that. She believed that through Christ, she could do all things and she was able to conquer it. So I just thank God for that. And I thank God for all of you this morning. I am coming to my end, but I want to leave you with a scripture today that really blesses me. And it's Hebrews 10, 35 through 36. And it states, so do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised you. And the reason it blesses me is because sometimes the enemy comes and he does try to steal your confidence in what God will do for you. You know, sometimes you've been sick so long, you start to think, you're never going to heal me. It's never going to happen. You know, and I think of Abraham is a good example of that. Abraham, the Lord promised him a son. He promised him a son. They got in, he and Sarah got into their own way and got a servant girl to come, and they tried to make it happen for themselves, and they didn't trust in God's promise. They tried to do it their own way. And haven't we all tried to help God out sometimes? God, I can help you. if I work 8 jobs, I can get that money that you said you would bless me with, you know, but that's not his will. That's our will. We're trying to help him and he doesn't need our help. And he is a God that keeps his promises. And so with Abraham, he didn't get the promise till he was 99, but he got the promise. God keeps his promises. And so I just want to encourage you that if you're trusting him for healing, you're trusting him to bless your children. You know, you're trusting him that your children will come back to him. Know that God, he hears those prayers and he keeps his promises. He promised, my mom used to pray this prayer that all of her household would be saved. All of her household would walk with God. And my brother's story is, and I allow him to tell his testimony, but it works well for this story, that he was out for a long time. We were all raised up in church, but he was out doing his own thing for a long time. But there was a point when he came back into the house of God. He came back in, and now he's a pastor. But that was God's timing. But he kept his promise that all of her children would be saved and would be walking up in the house of God and walking with God. And truly all 6 of us walk with God. So we have to use the word sometimes to even just to stay encouraged, to know that God keeps his promises, to know that there's no good thing that he'll withhold from us. We're his. And so I want to encourage you, as this scripture says, to not lose your confidence in God. Don't lose your confidence knowing that he's a God that will keep his promises. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He is with you always. And everything works together for your good when you walk up in him. Amen. One more time. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, I believe that I will win. All right, let's pray. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you praise today, God. We're asking that you would bless each and every one of us here today, God, not to lose our confidence, God, but to stay strong in your promise and know that no good thing will you withhold from us, God. And then, God, I ask that you bless and that you would continue to bring to their remembrance that they're going to win this situation. They're going to win this fight. They're going to win this battle, God, that they may be going through. And we give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. Lord, we just love and honor you today because because, God, you are on our side. We can trust in you. We can put our trust, we can put our hope in you. And God, I just thank you for it. I love you today, God, and I honor you. You are so worthy to be praised. You are a wonderful God, and we honor you today. And Lord, I ask again that you meet all those at their point of need, especially healing. We pray again for a special healing, God, especially for Miss Linda, who's not feeling well, and those, God, who are suffering with sinus and viruses, and God, all of those things that we read earlier, God. But Lord, we again ask that you would just be their healer today. You would be the healer, God, emotional healing, God, and spiritual healing. We speak today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.